Do we have a Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us, Cheses Habatim Gimel Shanim, 3 years of Chazaka on Karkos. Rav Huna tells us, Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, that means particularly, as the Gemara goes on to explain, Gimel Shanim means not only a full 3 years as opposed to bits and pieces of 3 years, not only Shalemos, the full shear, as opposed to Mikutos, where they're clipped off at the edges, but it also implies, and here's the Vunas Chiddush, Gimel Shanim means Ritzufos as opposed to Mifuzars. They have to be back to back to back. They have to be consecutive. You can't have breaks in the middle. We just spent some time on Rav Chama, who point out an exception to Rav Huna. Rav Huna would be Modeh. Sometimes Mufuzars are acceptable when, in a situation where, in an area really, in an area of the world, in a region in which it's typical and customary to let the land lie fallow. In an area where it's customary to move to Zorea Shana, Movir Shana, to switch off years between planting and letting it lie fallow, you just plow it, you make near, the Rashbam said, but you don't do anything else. And by the way, I think from an agricultural perspective also, I think farmers are generally of the opinion that the most effective way to replenish the land, to get the use, utility out of the whole vara is that you do plow. You plow, but nothing else. Doing the near, you plow and let it lie, so that's going to give you the best replenishment. And that Rav Chama had said that's an exception to Rav Huna's usual din. Now, the Gemara has Akasha. First, the Gemara had dealt with Rav Huna and showed how Rav Huna comes to the Mishnah. Number two, Rav Chama had spoken about qualifying, limiting. What's the scope of Rav Huna's din? When do we disqualify Mufuzaras and when do we accept Mufuzaras? Asher Demuvri Bagi, we spoke about Yesh V'Yesh. And now comes the third step, and that is the Kasha. Tanan, the last narrow line, Chavtes Amar Aleph, Tanan Cheskes Abatim. The Mishnah says, it's the titular phrase, that is the title of the parak, Cheskes Abatim, Cheskes Abatim, as well as all the other examples. The Mishnah, remember, had a long list of karkaos, batim, boro, shichin, ma'aro, shavachos, merchatzos, etc. It's all sorts of different types of real estate. But the first one was batim. Cheskes abatim, gimel shanim. Cheskes abatim, gimel shanim. Ba'batim, dibi mama yadi, b'leila lo yadi. How does Rav Huna, earlier the Gemara had shown how Rav Huna is derived from several lines into the Mishnah, the language, Gimel Shanim, Yom Liyom, could even imply, the Gemara said earlier, Dafka Ritzufos as opposed to Mufuzaros. But now the Gemara's kasha is, forget about getting to the fourth line of the Mishnah. How do you get past the first line of the Mishnah? What does Cheskes Abatim look like? If you're going to disqualify Mufuzaros, how do you ever have Edus on the Cheskes Abatim? Abatim to be Mama Yadi, people may know that you lived in the house during the day, but no one's going to know whether or not you lived in the house at night. And the Rashba makes a point which Rabbeinu Yonah also makes subtly, and the Rashba makes more explicitly, which is, this is only a kind, we're not mentioning Batim because it's the first example. We're mentioning Batim because it's the only example. This kasha does not apply to merchatzos and beis habadim and sados and so forth. Properties that are used commercially, or properties that are used for work, so there's no kasha of, how you're going to have edim on the night. You don't need edim on the night. Bishlama, the Rashbam says, Bishlama gabe sadeh v'chol hanach, by the field and all the other cases, ein darkon lasas malacha balayla. They're not typically used at night. Kishamidim edim, amalechas yimeishlo shaloshanim, harei zu chazaka. You've used it fully. You, in other words, are achzik, kida achzik yinshi. No one uses the base habadim at night. People don't. This is back in the old days, before Thomas Edison revolutionized human living by giving us both an electric grid and lights to plug into that electric grid, and before it was possible to cheaply and broadly have a lot of light for many hours of the night, and it got dark. Throughout most of human history, when it got dark, most people went to sleep. It's not that you had a can, you have a couple of cans to stay for a few hours, but this came up in Hilchos Yichud also. 2-3 hours into the night, no one's around outside, and not too many people are even awake inside. People went to sleep. So you work during the day, and now you go to sleep. Maybe you're in a home a little bit, and you go to sleep. So no one is working the base Habadim at night. So no one's on the field at night. You work during the day. The Merachats, they're going to close. That's normal. Even Adayom Hazeh, many stores and many workplaces do close at night, and some don't. There are 24-hour stores, and there are 24-hour workplaces. But back in the old days, Mishal Makazeh. So it's not a kash on any other type of real estate, any type of karka in the Mishnah. But the bottom, people live in their houses at night. Amar Abaye, so that's a kasha. So the Gemara gives two answers. Abaye says the neighbors, and Rava says the renters. As Abaye and Rava both say, we must be talking, we think about, we haven't yet thought about how you actually implement Cheska Sabatim. Up until now, it's all been theoretical. Abaye and Rava, the first ones, to get us thinking about what does it actually look like? Not just the Cheska Sabatim, but the point is that you bring the Cheska Sabatim to Beis Din. How do you bring the Cheska Sabatim to Beis Din? You have Edei Cheska Sabatim. Well, who are these Edei Cheska Sabatim? So Abaye and Rava are both answering the kasha by pointing out there are going to be particular people, particular subgroups of people who will be more qualified to be made, and specifically are in a position, figuratively or literally, to be made not only about your dear Bayom, but your dear Balayla as well. Abaye says, think about the neighbors. Rava says, think about the tenants. So before we get to the Teirutzim, let's just appreciate the Gemara's kasha a little bit, because Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba both point out that the kasha itself, is a little bit curious. Let's take a look inside. Let's look at the Rashba, and then let's step back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Chaver start working with Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba, who was again a Talmud, the generation after, he was a Talmud of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah. So he gives it in a more mekutzar fashion. Take a look at the Rashba, and then we'll step back to Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba says, Tanan cheskes habatim. In the Masada Rav Kook edition, of which you have copies, it starts on Amud Taf Tzadi Dalet. Tanan cheskes habatim, v'habatim b'mami yadi b'lelo yadi, kelomar, the Rashba says. What this means to say is, whenever you see a kelomar, the sentence of the past will say it again. Kolomar is a red flag. Kolomar is a, just like in Gemara, we're familiar with syntax words that introduce particular movements. Ibayil, who introduces a Shaila. So, and a Meisve introduces a Kasha, and so on and so forth. So, Kolos, Evim Tomve, Shlomar are more common introductory words, syntax words in Rishonim. Kolomar is a more subtle one. It introduces a non-literal reading. Because Kolomar literally means, it means as if to say. This means to say. In other words, you're going to have to give a little bit of a payrish. The Gemara sounds like it means X, it really means, it sounds like it means X, Y, Z, it really means X, W, Q. Kolomar, so now that heightens our high dexus, that heightens our attention, that grabs us, it's a red flag. Bishlama, Iyamris Alpha Pishachal Mefuzarin. If you would have said, Mefuzaris are fine. In other words, if you have held, not like, whom? Not like Rav Huna. Then Hainu Demashkach Hazla. So then I could find such a case. Remember I mentioned the other week, the Shorash Shin Chaf Ches, Shachach in Aramaic, in Hebrew means to forget. In Aramaic, it means almost the opposite of that. Doesn't mean to remember, but it means to find. Hainu demashkach asla, I can find such a case if were it not for Rav Huna, kigon shadar shom sheishanim, I'm there for 6 years. Shalosh shan dikasani gabi batim, when I say the Mishnah says 3 years, lo shalosh mamish kama, kigon shacholon alv beis gimel, it can't just mean 3 years literally, elo sheyadur shom shir shalosh shanim kama. Ah, if I wouldn't have had Rav Huna's disqualification for Zaris, I'll say Chesed Abatim Gimel Shana means you're there for 3 years worth of time. You're there for 6 years, So the Edom are made about the daytimes of 6 years. Just to unpack that a little bit, let's imagine, you know, you're 365, 354 days in a year. So over the course of 3 years, let's say 3 years is around 1,000 days. A little bit more, but for simplicity, let's imagine that 3 years is 1,000 days. So the Rashba is saying, look, how many hours do you need to make it on? 24 hours a day, 3 years, so that's 24,000 hours. So were it not for Rav Huna, I would have said, I have to be made on 24,000 hours, not back to back to back over the course of 3 years, but it's spread over the course of 6 years. I'll be made in all the daytime hours and not on the nighttime hours. I'm fine. That's not a problem until I get to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, I feel darim sheishan in mefuzaros, say it's no good. Mefuzaros. And then he goes on to explain what the Rashbam had explained. Ubatam nami lekla mer b'divim mami ditlashinin tiskiluhu kebeis habad merchatzos. You can't, unlike with the olive press or a merchatz, a public bathhouse, where by those we say that all you need is edus on the daytimes. That's not sufficient here by the batim. The hanach shiny, those are different. The liyamama avidan. Lelelia, lo avidan. They are meant for the daytime. They're not meant for the nighttime. So shalashanim worth of tashmish in the Beis Habadim is daytime, 3 years worth of daytimes. But batim bein l'imama bein lelelia avidan. It's inescapable that houses are not only meant for living in during the day. Houses are meant for living in day and night. So the hishtamshus of 3 years is. The shtamshus of a Beis Habadim, the shtamshus of a Merachatz over the course of 3 years is 12,000 hours. But the shtamshus of a Bayis over the course of 3 years is 24,000 hours, day and night. So Mela, if I wouldn't say like Rav Huna, I could get my 24,000 hours in by having Eidus only on the daytime for the course of 6 years. But now that I have Rav Huna, that's Mifuzaros. Let's see it unpacked more in Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's step back to Rabbeinu Yonah. What does he say? Tanan, here on page Kuf Tes Vav. Tanan cheskes habatim, v'habatim divimam yadi, v'layla lo yadi, v'havalei cheskes hayomim mefuzaros. The problem is, if I don't have edus on the night, it's mefuzar. It's non-consecutive. Shalayla, that's what he goes. The Kosh Levuna, that is the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yonah is going to actually ask the questions that the Rashi just sort of compacted. Ben Tomar, the E less under Ravuna Minicha. Is this the only problem according to Ravuna? If I didn't have Ravuna, I would be okay. But how do you know Gimel Shana Mikutaos? It's not just Mifuzaros. It's Mikutaos. Ein Shom Eidus Chazaka Alelos. I don't have, all I have is 3 years of daytimes, not 3 years of nighttimes. That is not just mefuzar, it's missing. It's missing time. Well, mefuzar mufurad. Thank you. Yes, mefuzar. We're shloshim yom kodim. Baruch Hashem. Mefuzar mufurad. But not only mefuzar mufurad, it's actually has whole. It's missing. It's not a full 3 years worth. So that's not. So in other words, Rav Huna is sharp. The Rabbi Yonah is sharpening, and they tell you in the footnotes of the Rashba that the itur. An earlier Rishon who lived, I think, a generation after Rashi, he already asks this as a kasha. Why is the Gemara only raising this question once we get, as though it's a question on Huna? If you don't hold Mefuzaros, this is Mefuzaros. This is worse than just Mefuzaros. Cheskes Abatim is Mikutos. You're actually missing time. Yesh Lomar, here he, so what you see in the Rashba, just presented smoothly, Ben Yonah's unpacking. Akasha, and the Torah says, he loved Rav Huna. We're not for Rav Huna, Havamina. Hey, Aleph, Havamina. Decheskas Havatim Yom Shel Sheishanim. I could have said Pshat, that means the 24,000 hours, I'll get them by just having the daytimes for 6 years. The Havalei Shir Gimel Shanim Shleimus. It's the amount of time of 3 full years. It's 24,000 hours. But spread over longer. Kein Pirushu Rav Hoseinu Zatzal. He says, that's the classical pshat. The first pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the only pshat quoted by the Rashba. later Rishonim quote it as well. You look in the footnote, they tell you, the Rashba has it, Mukhi Yosef has it. They don't tell you in the footnote, but you look in the Ritva, he has it also. Many Rishonim quote this teretz. Now, Rabbi Yonah is going to present the second teretz. So he's going to first explain why he's not so thrilled about the first teretz. Let's look inside, and then we'll stop for questions. He says this classical answer that that the Hafamina would have been, it's only a Kasher Ahuna, because otherwise that Ahuna could have said, we mean, give the Yamim, Edus on the Yamim of 6 years, which would be Mefuzer, but not Makuta. He says, do you really think that's such a Hafamina? I think I'll give Moshe, why would you even have such a Havamina? That's not what the Mishnah is saying. Gimel Shon lo mashu l'chor shir Gimel Shonin. The Mishnah didn't say 6 years. It said 3 years. That 3 years doesn't sound like 3 years worth of hours. 3 years sounds like whatever has happened over the course of 3 years. And if this is really the, it, according to this Havamina, Yom Shon lo roi lishno is chesivat m'shei shonin. That's really the pshat. Again, it's not really the pshat. It's a havamina. If that's really the havamina, why? Because why are we only asking on Rav Huna? As though without Rav Huna, wouldn't be shver. It would be shver because this interpretation that Rav Yonah already gives, or the Rashba gives, it's not makuta. After he did it, works, but it can't be pshat the Mishnah. If that's what we meant, shouldn't the Mishnah have said 6 years? The mashma b'stam sheishan dinoma. If indeed you cannot have eight of them on the night, so then 6 years means 6 years worth of days. So he says, no, I could defend the Hab, I mean, no, because this is all hypothetical. Well, the other properties we say is 3 years. Boros, Beis Habadim, Beis Hashlochim, Abadim, all the other items in the Mishnah. So, Memeila Tanana Mihachi, Becheskes Habadim. That's why I use the language 3 years here also. And then we're familiar with this, the many Masechtas, the Gemara often point out that when the Tanoim crafted the Mishnais, or maybe it's when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited and compiled the Mishnais, at some point the Tanoim were very sensitive to trying to keep uniform language. It's okay. So I could have said, so the Rabbi Yehuda says, I can defend the Hav Amina. Without Rav Huna, I would have thought the Cheskavatim is the day times of 6 years. I wanted the Mishnah to say 3 years. It's not incorrect, and it's smoother because it fits with the language of Gimel Shammah used for all the other items. Here he finally ends that point we saw in the Rashba and the Rashban. Why? How come all the other ones you don't need 6 years? All the other items, 3 years is enough. 3 years of daytime is enough because you only need Edus on the daytime because all the other ones, people only use them in the daytime. So all the other ones, you talk only need 3 years of daytime. So what are you going to say? All the other ones are Gimel Shana, this one is Shvav Shana. That's a little bit awkward. You could define, if you want to say that the Batim, it's 24,000 hours over the course of 6 years of daytime, you could call that Vav Shanim or Gimel Shanim. Either one sort of fits. The Gimel Shanim is smoother because it fits with the rest of the Mishnah. So this is a very, this is like wheels within wheels within wheels. Right? Yes. Yonah is explaining, well, I have a kasha, the Gemara has a kasha. Right? Let's start again. The Gemara said it didn't Rav Huna, if it didn't the Mishnah, Gimel Shanim. Rav Huna said that means specifically not only not Mekutos, but also not Mefuzos. The Gemara has a kasha, Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna going to do with Cheskes Havatim? How does it work? You have 8 of them on the night. Rabbi Yonah asked, why do we only ask the Kasha Rav Huna? Even without Rav Huna, it's a Kasha anyways. It's not just Mufuzaros, it's Mekutos. So now he gives a Teretz. I would have thought, and then it says, that Teretz is not so Gishmak, because according to that Teretz, there would have been a Havamina. Why would that have been a Havamina? It wouldn't fit the Mishnah anyway.
He's answering his question on his answer on a question on a question.
Exactly. Okay. So we're pretty deep in there. Now, where this takes us, by the way, is the following. Where this takes us is the upshot of this last Kasha and Teretz is that the first Teretz, Rabbi Yonah's Kasha, which is the one that the Rashba gives also, it's very smooth. But on the other hand, it doesn't fit so nicely with the Mishnah. Really? Without Rav Huna, I wasn't bothered because I would have said that Chesabata means it takes place over the course of 6 years? Really? That's how you would have read the Mishnah? Okay, maybe I could give a shot to why that would have been the reading of the Mishnah. But when all is said and done, he gave a tariff, but the Lamaisa, it's more than a shtickle duck. So, that presumably he's raising this to motivate his other answer. The other way of explaining why is it that this kasha chesabatim is only a kasha lefi Ravuna? Is it terrorist number one? Because otherwise I would have said we mean daytime over the course of 6 years. Or he says maybe not. Or he says odesh lomar. It's interesting, odesh lomar. He says odesh lomar. We're not for Rav Huna. He loved Rav Huna. I would have said yeah. Came into Achsi b'chol yom v'yom. Achli shal hechazik b'leilos b'shosha regal karl ben ashok chashivolim chazak d'gimel shanim diras yom avi ikar tvei. He says the other answer Rav Huna had. This is fascinating, a little mysterious. He says without Rav Huna, I would have thought that no, all you need is edus on the daytimes. I don't need edus on the nighttimes. The main thing is the day. And that would be good enough. Rav Huna says it has to be consecutive, so you can't skip the nights. Interesting. In other words, in the second teretz, that wouldn't be mekutaros. It would just be mefuzaros. It's almost like the second teretz of Ben Yonah is saying that like Rav Huna is coming la'apuki from the Ravan, or from something like the Ravan. Ravon had said you could both count. Even he had said lemaskana that the asher the movie bagi you could count not only the years, the 2 years that you're working, but also the year of fallow in between. This is not the same thing, but slightly analogously, the Rav Yonah the second tariff is saying the hava mina is without Rav Huna I just need to have the highlights, the main parts. And then I could ignore the in-between. I would ignore the in-between because mistama that's happening also. It's almost like, because the ikar, as he says, like ikar and tuffel. The ikar is a day. The nights are tuffel. So that wouldn't necessarily be called mekuta. Because it's not that and this goes back to a point that Yehuda made during the Seder. Classic mekutos is where I start the first year late. I end the last year early. I'm pashut missing time. There's just no way around it. It's not a full 3 years. It sounds like what Yonah is saying in the second teretz is this is a little bit different, not just because it's missing the middle, but because it's the tafel times that are missing, and the ikar times I have edus on. Batim are ladiras laila nami avida. Of course, houses are also made for nighttime, but that's when you're sleeping. That's not so exciting. The main action at home is when people are up and they're learning and they're eating and they're schmoozing and they're making supper and they're cleaning up and they're doing whatever they're doing. Whatever you do around the house. So that when you're awake, that's like the main dira. That's the ikar. You're in the house and stuff is happening. Dira siyom, he says, that's the ikar. Dira siyom have you ikar to tfei. So I would have thought that Bahachi Amar Abanan Desagi L'Shir Chazakam. I would have thought that as long as I have Edim, maybe all I need is Edus on the Ikar Dira. And the fact that no one's watching, no one outside the family can be Meyed on what happens at night. Okay, that's Tafel. That's the Havamina. And that the Rabbi Yonah says in his second approach, in other words, to retranslate that, Rav Huna is coming and saying, that's no good. Rav Huna's rejecting, not only, we knew that Rav Huna was rejecting when you have the full time, but just separated with breaks. The case that Rav Chama had given, where I'm farming years 1, 3, and 5. Rabbi Yonah is saying in his second approach, that the Gemara now is saying, there's a subtler piece also that Rav Huna is rejecting, which is that you can't just bring Edim for the highlights. You can't just bring Edim from the main parts of the 3 years. Maybe it's not Makuta. It's not like the time is missing Lagamre. It's sort of like Tafel. If I see the days, so the nights are Tafel. It's better than Makutaos. but at the very least it's still mefuzar. Because if you're not being made on everything, so there are, you can't say that you're being made consecutively, because there is time which is relevant, which isn't accounted for. And you have to make a distinction. Meila by a merchatz or by a sada, the only relevant time are the daytimes. So the night times are irrelevant. I don't expect any hishtamshus. So I have edim for every single hour of the 12,000 hours that you expect hishtamshus of a merchatz over the course of 3 years. You expect hishtamshus in a sada in a beis abad over the course of 3 years. So that's not only not mikutos, it's not mifuzaros. Every single one of those 12,000 hours is accounted for. But here, by the batin, people should be living in their home 24 hours a day. That's the assumption. People are in the house at night as well as during the day. As a matter of fact, some guys point out during Seder, during the day, people are often out of the house. You're in, you're out. You go to work. Chazal didn't have remote work by Zoom. So they were pre-COVID. One can imagine such a thing. So people left the house to work. At night, you're home. But you know, it says that's true on the other hand, but whatever time you're home, during the day, that's the ikar dira. Dira's laila is secondary. So I could have had avamina, I don't need edus on the tafel. But Gemara says, but koin to Ravuna, that still makes it mefuzaros. There are breaks of time, relevant times. There is dira in a house at night, and it's not, you're not being made on it. So that's going to be non-consecutive. Let's take a step back and recap, and I'm glad to take your questions. Let's take a step back and recap, I'm glad to stop for questions. Again, we spent the time so far in Shir today thinking about the Gemara is Akasha and two Teirutzim. Because Akasha of Huna, what's Rav Huna going to do with Cheskevatim Gimel Shanim? Doesn't that prove that the Mufuzaris are kosher? The Gemara has two answers, Abaye and Rava. We haven't gotten to Teirutzim yet. We'll see whether we have any time in today's year to begin to talk about Abaye's Teirutz or not. Okay. But for now, we're thinking about the Gemara's Kasha. And we saw that the Rishonim, the Itur, and Yonah, the Rashba, raise a question against the Gemara's Kasha, which is, why is the Kasha Rav Huna? This is the Kasha on the whole idea of Cheskevatim. This is the Kasha on saying that you need 3 whole years as opposed to Mekutos. Forget about whether you need Ritzufos versus Mefuzaros. More basically, this is an issue of Shleimos or Mekutos. You don't have a full 3 years. Forget about how the years are organized. Rav Chama was talking about case where I have full 3 years, it's just there's breaks in between. Here, you actually don't even have your full 3 years. You're saying you're missing half of the 3 years. Only have the daytimes, not the night times. To which Rishonim give, we saw two answers. The first one is given by both Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba. The second one is given by Rabbeinu Yonah. The first one was logically simpler, but on the other hand, more difficult in the language of the Mishnah. The second teretz may be logically more complicated, but fits beautifully in the language of the Mishnah. The first teretz was in the Harami. The Harami would have been Chesk Zabatim. Unlike merchatzos and sados and the other types of karka, I would have had having, you know, that for batim, you're talking need 6 years. If the edim can only talk about the daytimes, you'll need 6 years. 6 years of daytimes is the same as 3 years of day and night. It's not makuta, it's just mafuza. Okay, so in terms of the logic, that approach is very smooth. We understand why that should have worked without Rav Huna and why it does not work with Rav Huna. The problem, that's why the Rashba just gives that. He doesn't give the second teretz, probably because this is in svara, in din, in content, very smooth. But as Rabbeinu Yonah points out, it's in content very smooth until you look back in the language of the Mishnah. It doesn't fit the language of the Mishnah. That should be called Vav Shanim. So he says, well, but here's here's why, because everything else is Gimel Shanim, that I would call this also Gimel Shanim. Okay, I can give a teretz. But Lamai says, Dachuk, the first approach is dachuk, the first approach to why this is specifically a kasha on Rav Huna, is dachuk in the lashon, which is what probably is what's prompting Rav Huna, prompting Rav Yonah rather, some of the same letters there, prompting Rav Yonah to give the second answer, which works beautifully in the language of the Mishnah, because the second answer of Rav Yonah is there's no 6 years. There's no havmi that you need 6 years, 3 years. The Havim will be 3 years only by Yom. The Edim don't see it at nighttime, they're just taught Havim of Yom. That fits the language of the Mishnah well. It's Gimel Shanim Kipshuto. In Svara, this is much more Mesubach. Again, when I think he says, well, I would have had a Havim at Diras Yom as Iker, and therefore I don't need the Tafil. And that I can make the argument that that's not called Mekuta. But you cannot make the argument that that's not called Mefuza. So once you get your Huna, it says, unlike by America, it's unlike by Beis Abadim, unlike by Asada, the nighttime is relevant. It is part of the Hishtamshus you expect people to have in a house. I could have made the argument, I don't need anyone to be Meir on it, will just be Meir on the Iker. Okay, it's very nice just being Meir on the Iker. Maybe you're not missing so much time because the Tafel is covered by the Iker. But at the same time, this is a little bit delicate, but it's still missing. It's not Makuta, but it is Mefuzer, which is a little bit delicate. But that sounds like what Rav Yonah is driving at. Again, it's a little bit like a Ravanish type of idea. Like Rav Huna is coming Lapuke from a Ravan type of idea. So he says, if you accept the Svara B'davar, which is Dakastik, so then it fits very nice in the language. Okay, so one way or the other, it is a little bit sticky. There are at least two terutzim rishonim. There's a terutzim of the Iter also, the other terutzim. For some reason or another, the Gemara was not bothered by this question before Rav Huna. But certainly, once we have Rav Huna on the table, we are very bothered. How does Chesabatim work? But you're not being made on the nighttime, and as the Rashbam, and the Rabbi Yonah, and the Rajba all point out, you ought to be made in the Laila, unlike the other items, where there is no Ishtamshus normally by Laila. Here there is Ishtamshus by Laila. You should have had the... How do you have Edus on Batim if Edim cannot be made on the night? Who sees the night? To which Abai and Rava each give an answer. Abai said, that's why your Edim are neighbors. And Rava said, that's why your Edim are tenants. And as we'll see, but not at this moment, both neighbors and tenants are positioned to be made not only on the daytimes, but on the night times as well. But now, before we go on to Bayan Rava, questions. We'll work our way around the room. Yeah, Yehuda.
During the day, you also had the problem of, you could also run into the problem of either what we call Mekutos and Mekutos, from the fact that, let's say, no, who's to say that every single second of the day someone's going to see you being?
That's a very good, so Yehuda's asking a good question, which is granularity. How finely are you looking at this? Yeah, he was just like saying, if you zoom out, and you're saying, well, there are units of days and units of nights, okay, I'll can check off the days, I can't check off that. I'll have someone who saw the guy there during the day. But Yehuda's saying, well, why not zoom in more? You have someone who saw him during the day, but you see him there at 9 a.m., and 10 a.m., and 11 a.m., and 12 noon, and 1, and 2, and 3. Mamish, every minute, every second, you know, a nasata, sort of like a nasata devarachel ishurin type of situation. How granular are you going to get? Who told you to just zoom into the point of units of 12 hours, days and nights? Why not zoom into every hour, every minute, every second? Or, on the other hand, why not zoom out to just say, well, I saw him every day, every 24-hour unit. Why is the Gemara locked into the 12 and 12? That's a very good question. I want to hold off for now because I think Rabbi Yonah's treatment of Abaye is going to focus on that. The way Rabbi Yonah is going to open up, Abaye gives what looks like, as I mentioned this morning, when you read the Gemara simply, it seems like Abaye is very simple teretz and Rava is complicated because the Amorim start attacking Rava. How do you talk about the no gebe edus? And the Amorim give Rava's teretz a hard time. Abaye is no one attacks. It seems like Abaye is very straightforward. Rabbeinu Yonah, the next piece of Rabbeinu Yonah on Abaye, points out that actually, if you read Rabbeinu Yonah carefully, there's a lot going on Abaye. And Abaye is addressing the question of what you see and what you don't see. That's the question of Edom not seeing everything. So when we see that, I think we'll be more equipped to come back to your question. Yeah. Gav?
Based on the second answer of Rabbeinu Yonah, is Rav Huna saying that if you don't count the edut of the tafel, then it will be mefuzaret, or they're two separate things? Meaning, will one lead to the other, or you need both consecutive and edut?
Rav Huna says that mefuzarets are no good, and the way we know second teretz is reading the Gemara, We're saying without Rav Huna, I would have said I have Edom on the daytimes, and that's the Iker. So may I could have at least I could have made the argument. I'm not convinced. At least I could have made the argument that that's not called Makuta. I have 3 years because I have the Iker. I have all the Ikarim of 3 years. But once I have Rav Huna on the table, who says you need to be consecutive, breaks are a problem, and breaks aren't just the break doesn't count, but it ruins everything that came before. That once Rav Huna tells me that breaks restart the clock, so Lamaisa, your Edus on Chesed Abbasim is riddled with breaks. Every night there's a break. That's already not acceptable.
But which one would be, I guess, worse? Having no Edus on the Tafel or just completely skipping the night?
That's the same thing. The night is Tafel. I have no Edus on the Tafel. I have no Edus on the night.
So what's the difference between the answers then? What's the difference between skipping, having 6 years of half days, or...
The first teretz is assuming that the Havmi, without Rav Huna, I would interpret the Mishnah as saying, Chesed Abbasim, I need 6 years of days. The second teretz, Meiyona, is saying, without Rav Huna, I would have said, you need 3 years of days.
But the days are only the days.
In other words, the first teretz, Meiyona, is saying, yeah, without Rav Huna, maybe I would have said, to establish Chesed Abbasim, you need ages on the days of Tavshin Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, Pei Gimel, Pei Dal, Pei Hei, Pei Vav. That's in Svara works very nicely. The problem is, you call that, the Mishnah would have called that Gimel Shanim. Who would have had such a Havmi? The second answer to Yonah is, no. I can explain why without Rav Huna, I would have thought that it's acceptable to have Edus on the daytimes of Tavshin Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, Pei Gimel, period. It works very well in the language of the Mishnah. The question is, how do I work it out in Svara? Mayor.
What's the real difference between the day and night? What's the
philosophy
that will cause them to have a different
thing? You want to understand the Svar of second parish?
Why does it matter if there's day and night? What's the difference between day and night? You need it 8 every... It sounds like it's a smash but you need it 8 every day. So you have an 8 at some random part of the day. Why is it different than at night? Like, what changes between day and night?
Simply, without all the complexity and the layers, agave layers, agave layers, and the Rei Yonah, as the Gemara said, b'yamama yadi, b'lelya moyadi. I see. I'm out and about, and I see.
What's the difference between the two, the day and the night, that you need to see or you not see? If you saw in the day, then you saw, it doesn't matter. I saw in the morning. I saw in the morning that you're living in your house. Why do I need to check again at night that you're living in your house?
So that's sort of the question that Yehuda was asking. So the Gemara does seem to be assuming.
No, but it's not about what you need to eat all day. It's about whether.
The Gemara seems to be assuming that it's not enough to see occasionally. At least according to Rav Huna, you have to be seeing continuously. So the Gemara says no one sees continuously ever, because who sees whether the guy's in his house at night or not? I go to sleep. I don't see what's going on. No one's dark outside. And I would add during the daytime, A, it's light out, and I could look out the window and see. And number two, daytime, I'm in and out of my house. The shtamshin of the house is both inside and right outside. So there's plenty to see. At night, people close it, they go inside the house, and they close the door. They pull down the shades. There's nothing to see. And number two, I'm sleeping. So I'm not even awake to see. People are around. In theory, I could put together a group of people who together, all the neighbors in the village, will have seen throughout the day. Someone saw 9 o'clock, someone saw 10 o'clock, maybe. But nighttime, everyone's in bed. Certainly everyone's indoors.
So are the tenants and the neighbors also sleeping?
Because we'll have to get to the tenants and neighbors. Good question. That's what Yonah's going to address. Yeah, Itch.
What's your Yonah in the second answer thinking about ask the issue? If their habayim is to use the house at night, and why does it matter if the day is the Iker and the night is... Why does it make a difference if it's all about...
The Havamina, the Svara again, so Havamina the Svara is you do need... The Chazaka has to include both day and night because that's Achzik and Achzik Yenshi. And after once you get into Mefuzaros, the nights are missing, it's not Rotsuf. But I would have thought that, again, this is a little bit sort of like the Svar that's already Mivatz Beitz here. it's rather that's already bubbling here, which is you're not seeing every second. So you saw the main parts. The main deer of the house is during the day. So of course you need to have been there at night as well. But the fact that I observed you during the day, that's all I need to observe.
You could assume that he was there at night also.
Something like that. Something. I'm not sure if it's assumption. Right. Nothing's missing. Nothing's missing. Okay, I'm glad to stick around for more questions.
Rebbe, isn't the main use